This one is Sydney, S-I-D-N-E-Y, Fontaine, F-O-N-T-A-I-N-E. Patient is in the fifth period, which ends 10/17/2025. This is a hospice face-to-face evaluation. This is going to be shared with the hospice medical director as well. Mr. Fontaine, 67-year-old gentleman, currently on hospice with history of COPD. Period. The paragraph is quite weak. His weakness has caused a fall. Has caused him numerous falls. He's complaining of left shoulder pain, which is receiving naproxen and hydrocodone for. Period. The paragraph. She has not taken any medication today. It's about 1:30 in the afternoon, along with his blood pressure, which is elevated as well, with 157 over 96. Period. The paragraph. I explained to him that he must take his medication, both the blood pressure medication and pain medication, because the pain may also be causing his blood pressure to go up. His other comorbidities include hypoxemia, respiratory failure. He uses oxygen at 2 liters, but most of the time at night. His O2 sat today was 94% on room air, dropped down to 89 with a few steps in the house. Severe weakness, muscle weakness, difficulty with mobility, polyosteoarthritis, chronic pain. The left shoulder pain at this time is most likely related to a fall 2 weeks ago, but he has good range of motion. I do not believe there's anything. She has suffered a fracture, period. History of hypertensive heart disease and without heart failure, hyperlipidemia and hypertension are also present. Patient uses his nebulizer 4 to 6 times a day, uses his pump, as he calls it, his albuterol inhaler at least 2-3 times a day. Patient needs refill. This was discussed with the nurse as well. He gets short of breath with conversation and definitely with activity. I explained to the patient that the vapors go much deeper and much more effective for a patient to be using when he's at home and is able to, instead of his inhaler, period. And he understands. His PPS is at 40%, period. Ambulation is minimal because of shortness of breath. He also has air hunger and anxiety related to his shortness of breath. He had originally lost about 10 to 15 to 20 pounds. LMAC is down to 30 centimeter from 33 centimeter earlier in the year. He's incontinent of bowel and bladder. He's sleeping more, 10 to 12 hours a day. He has a caretaker. When he does take his medication, acetaminophen hydrocodone 5/325, it does well for him. This is much better than tramadol that did not help him much in the past. His breathing is definitely worsening. He tells me that he's short of breath now all the time as opposed to a year ago. Continues to be hospice appropriate, most likely less than 6 months to live. That's on Fontaine, Sydney, S-I-D-N-E-Y. Thank you.